News on Missouri Net. I'm Jessica Machetta. The state Senate is moving forward a tax package that would cut income taxes but raise sales taxes. Governor Nixon says a tax increase is not the way to move our state's economy forward.
I haven't had a chance to look at the exact numbers. I do know it's a tax increase on folks that currently right now, you know, this economy doesn't need a tax increase for senior citizens. This economy doesn't need a tax increase for moms buying equipment for their kids starting Little League. This doesn't need raising the price of milk for families, you know, raising the price of things is not going to move forward this economy.
The Senate sponsor of the bill says the plan would keep businesses and jobs from moving to other states, such as Kansas, that have a more business-friendly tax structure. Democrats argue the loss in state revenue would result in funding for needs like education and transportation. Republicans counter that those losses would be made up for by the increase in commerce in Missouri. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey of St. Charles.
You know, it's a process. An important goal for the Senate is a significant overall reduction in tax credits, and that can pave the way for broader tax relief.
Dempsey says he hasn't heard anything from Nixon until now and wishes the governor would be more engaged in the process. House Speaker Tim Jones says he thinks there is broad support for the bill in his chamber. He says his caucus favors moving toward use-based taxation.
We think that's more fair. It's a broader base. Everyone's required to participate. Lowering regressive income taxes and corporate income taxes, replacing them with broader-based consumption taxes, it incrementally moves us towards that fair tax model, which I know the majority caucus approves of. So I think there's a lot in the bill that we can support.
Jones has indicated the House could move forward on the measure as early as next week. That's News on Missouri Net. I'm Jessica Machetta.